All right, Ms. Dixon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I got some answers. So basically, the way it is the intake is kind of set up for the Depo-Provera shot in regards to the pill, but I'm glad that I did ask if it was the pill or the shot, because that is one of the questions. So basically, this question, we're going to change it instead of injections, just to pill, okay? So within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 pills prior to diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how many years was Depo-Provera used, to the best of your knowledge?
Okay, I had my baby 2005. Got on birth control then, all the way up until, I've been on birth control all the way up until 2000. After I had my baby 2005.
Okay.
I used it all the way up until 15 to 16. Yeah,
okay.
It was around that time.
Okay, and it was Depo-Provera that whole time?
Yeah, it was the whole time, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
the whole time.
So you said from usage start date would be about 2005 to 2000.
To 15, because this one,
okay.
This one I got my blood clots.
Oh
then.
No!
So I had to quit taking breath control. Period. I haven't took breath control ever since.
Okay. So, to the best of your knowledge, you did Depo-Provera was used 10 years, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
correct.
And did you take any breaks in between that 10 years, or was it constant for the 10 years?
It was constant.
Okay. So did you use, now this question you've already answered, but we do have to ask it this way, so I do apologize.
Okay.
Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date? So any time between January 1st, 1992 to the present date?
92, no ma'am.
So you never used it after January 1st, 1992 to the present date? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because 92.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, that's
yes,
that's
I know. It's a weird question, because like you said, I know it seems like a trick question, but yes. So from what you've told me, and then you did clarify with the yes, that it would be a yes, because you did use it after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you said you started in 2005 and stopped in 2015. Now, to the best of your memory, it doesn't have to be exact, but just to the best of your memory, what month was it in 2005 when you started Depo-Provera?
I had my baby December the 5th, 2005. I'm going to say I saw you taking it December 5. I'm going to say December, the ending of December, like the mid of December.
Okay.
But I had heard the beginning of December.
Okay, so around, give me a date, of the month.
I'm going to say like in the between like the 12th.
12th, okay. So I have 12/12/25 or 2005?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you stop taking Depo-Provera? What month?
July 2015.
July 2015. Okay, thank you. So you started around December 12th, 2005, and you stopped around July of 2015.
Yeah, that's when I...
Okay.
Problems started coming in.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And I am so sorry you went through that. Now, I know you've already answered this question. They do have ask it a certain way. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then for your first name, I have J-E-M-E-E-C-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is that Jamaica?
Yes, ma'am. You said it correct.
That's beautiful. I love that. And then I have your last name as D-I-X-O-N, Dixon?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
S.
S as in Sarah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
456-733-3151.
Okay. I have 456-733-3151.
Correct.
Okay. And then for your email, I have meecakennndy@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Correct.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the 903-352-7386, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. Would you prefer a call, text, or email first when being contacted?
Text.
Text, okay. Best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Both.
Okay. What is your home address?
It's 1007 North Northwest Loop 323, apartment 231, Tyler, Texas, 75702.
Okay, let's see. Tyler, Texas, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So it is north, northwest. Interesting how they have north twice.
Yes, because it, we,
wow.
Got one, we got another one at the other end of the loop, just like it's like the same. So.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were saying it because you just wanted to clarify that it was north, but nope, you were saying it as north, northwest. Wow. Because sometimes, you know, people over the phone, they just repeat themselves because, like,
yeah.
Especially me, I'll repeat everything just because I just want to clarify. But nope, it was north, northwest. Okay.
Nope.
I'm glad. Thankfully for Google Maps because it helped me with that one. I would have had it wrong. Okay. So I have, and then what was the apartment number? I do apologize.
231.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it all correct. I have 1007 North Northwest Loop 323, apartment 231 in Tyler, Texas, 75702.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was Depo Provera given by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was a doctor. Doctor, back then I can't remember because I have switched for so many doctors back then.
Okay. And how many times in total did you say you received the pill, if you had to give me your best estimate?
I did it every month.
Here, I have a calculator, so let's kind of break it down. So I know you did it for 10 years, so
yeah,
I'll multiply it by 10, but let's get a year's worth. Okay, so how often did you take it?
I took it every day. Yep, every day of the month, yeah.
Oh, double Provera pills you have to take every day?
Yeah, because they come in a package.
Oh, wow. Okay. So.
Yeah. Then while we're like, oh.
Yeah, I know. That's a big number. Okay, let's see. Okay.
And that's crazy. I was just cleaning up too long ago and found some in one of my old prisons because I had quit taking them and just threw them away.
Oh, wow. No way. You're like, what are these doing here?
When I go to the doctor, they're like, you on birth control? I'll be like, no. And they ask me what I'm allergic to, and I say birth control, and they're just so annoyed. They're like, wow, that's the first I hear. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor who had prescribed the Depo-Provera?
It was, let me see who I went to. It was like a clinic. I remember it was a clinic.
Okay. So, yeah, let's, if you don't know the doctor's name, that's okay, because that was a while ago. The clinic would be enough. What clinic is, what's the name of the clinic?
The clinic is, I don't think these people still open. What's the name of the clinic? I remember, I have to get that from my women's V.
Okay. Here, how about, what street was it on and what city?
I know it was in Tyler, Texas.
Okay.
I want to say it was, because I started going to the one in Longview, the women's V clinic, but I was taking it before that. And I'm trying to remember. Because I got pregnant, there was a family care center. No, it wasn't that. Because that's when I found out I was pregnant with my baby, when I went to the family care center.
Family care center?
I don't remember what doctor
okay.
I was at.
Okay.
Here,
you know what? Let's see. Because it does give me a few different areas. So for the first one, it's going to ask what doctor, you know, prescribed the Depo-Provera. Then it's going to ask what doctor gave you the Depo-Provera. And then it asks what doctor diagnosed your meningioma. So do you know the first hospital or clinic you ever went to get the Depo-Provera? Do you remember what one or what city or street it's on?
Okay, I know it was Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas.
And
I know
the doctor that diagnosed me with it, because that's my doctor right now.
Okay. We'll go to that one. First, let's do the one where you first were ever prescribed Dr. Provera.
Okay.
Depo-Provera. So Tyler, Texas. And what street was it on?
It was on. What was that? That woman, oh Lord Jesus. I want to say it was at the Z on Truth. Oh yeah, Z-E-I-D on
okay.
Troop Highway.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I do see a Women's Health Center, Zed Medical Group. It looks like it's on Clinic Drive in Tyler, Texas. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's why I said they don't move the clothes down now, because I don't even go to them anymore.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so that's going to be the address they moved to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, what about this one has the address of 825 Medical Drive in Tyler, Texas. Does that sound right?
Like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Okay. And then that was the Zed Women's Health Center. Okay. And bear with me. Let me get their phone number. 533-0733. Okay. Now, this one is going to be the prescribing doctor. So who prescribed your Depo-Provera? So that would be at the Zed Women's Health Center, correct?
Yeah, the one that prescribed me, though, yes.
Okay. So let me copy that address, okay? Bear with me. And you don't recall the doctor's name, but that's okay. Now, what pharmacy do you pick up medications from?
I went to Woody Weaver. That's in Tyler, Texas.
Okay.
And I went to Walmart. 64, and that's in
Tyler, Texas. Woody Weaver Pharmacy. Is that the one at 2726 West Gentry Parkway?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. Woody Weaver. What an interesting name. That's my favorite thing about Texas, is all the cool names for everything. How's the weather out there right now? Is it freezing?
Well, it's... One yesterday it was 78, then it dropped down to 47. Then
oh,
now
my
today
goodness.
It's 46. Then tomorrow it's going to be 80. It's just,
oh, my goodness. It needs the makeup.
It.
It's nine.
It.
That's
yes,
good.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I love it. I know everyone I've ever spoken to from Texas is so friendly, and my mom lived there for a while, and she loved it. She always tells me, you know what, California's too expensive. Move to Texas. I'm like, I know.
Yeah,
it's
I love
way
Texas.
Too expensive.
I wouldn't trade it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, and everyone just seems so, so happy, and, you know, like I was saying, happy to be there. I wish we had that over here in California. It seems like everyone's a little upset all the time, so I don't like it.
Yeah, because I ain't never been to California. I always want to go, but
I
can't see myself on the plane.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Exactly. I know. No thanks. Okay. Now, this is, I know we've already spoken about it, but now I am to this question, so I do apologize if I'm asking a question we've already spoken about. What was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
It was both.
Both. Okay. And then I know you said you remember this, so what is the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Netta Esbendari.
Okay, how do I spell her last name?
Let me see, I've got to go down.
Okay.
I just woke up one day with a headache, and I was like, something ain't right.
Am
I
took
some migraine. I take migraine. Like, that ain't working. So my child father said, go to the doctor. And this is what it was, a little tumor on the back of my head. And I freaked out.
Oh, jeez. Well, hey, I'm glad you found it sooner than later, because like you said, you needed surgery right away. So,
That's how fast it was growing. Mm-hmm. It was growing just like, first it started like a pea size. And then when I went back, like in 2 weeks, it was like a quarter size.
Oh,
and
no.
I had to hurry up and get a surgery. It's Esfandira.
Okay, perfect. I found her. So I have Esfandiari.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Netta is Neda.
That's it.
Okay. And what hospital or facility does she work out of?
She work at it's a clinic Mother Francis. I think it's on Douglas.
Okay.
Douglas.
And that's in Tyler as well?
Yes,
okay.
In Tyler.
Okay, let's see. And you said on Douglas?
Yes, I think yeah, Douglas.
Okay, let's see. I'm not okay. Douglas Boulevard. I think I found it. So I have Christus Trinity Clinic. Does that sound about right?
That's it.
Okay. And then the address is 520 East Douglas Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. And I promise we are almost finished. I do want to thank you for your patience. This is going to be the longest part of the whole process, okay, I promise. And everything should be smooth sailing from here.
Me and my baby, she seen me on TV, y'all, that they were doing it.
Uh-huh.
She's like, Mama, I think you need to call these people.
Yep.
I'm like, what people?
Yep.
She said, because they talking about the shot and the brain tumor. I said, Mama, I might not qualify, but I said, I'll give it a try.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we can do, okay? Now, when we do, finish everything up here and I send you over to, first, the attorneys will reach out within the next 24 to 48 hours. So I'm going to be giving you their phone number, but they are just going to verify everything and see if they are able to, you know, start a claim on your behalf. And then it should be, like I said, smooth sailing from there on out. And you know, hopefully they are able to help you get your voice heard for what you've been through.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I tell anybody, if y'all have a headache, go to the doctor.
Yep, yep. Hey, that's the best thing you can do, because, oh my goodness, there are so many things that, like, our bodies tell us, but, you know, sometimes we're just so busy with life that we don't really listen. And, you know, like, I just recently had that happen to me where I was kind of ignoring my health concerns because I was like, oh, you know what, it's nothing, it's nothing. And then I went to the doctor and, nope, it is something. You should have went in when you were first feeling it. So,
like
you said, you got to always advocate for yourself. When you're not feeling good, just go in. It's better to get told, hey, nothing's going on, than find out when it's too late, you know?
Yeah, that's when I had my blood clot, and they told me they were traveling so fast and my legs were hurting. And I was like, and my mom then was over my house one day, and I was hurting. They were like, what's wrong with you? I said, my legs hurt.
Oh, no.
And my boyfriend, like, I keep telling her, go to the doctor. She won't go.
Yeah.
Ended up going to the emergency room. That man said if I would have went to sleep, I would have died.
See? Oh, my gosh. Yep. You just got to go check on your health. That's all that you can do. If you feel something's off, you just got to go. You just got to go. And my favorite thing I've now noticed, if I ever need to go to urgent care or the emergency room, go on a weekday right when they open at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear it's going to be the fastest doctor appointment you've ever had. Like, literally, I've done that the last, like, 4 times I've gone to the doctor, and I'm like, why do I always avoid going to the doctor? Because it's so quick if you go early. Because even if you have an appointment for a later time, you're still going to wait. But if you go when they open, oh, they get you in and out, because they're like, hey, ma'am, we just opened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Now, I know you already told me that you got your surgery, but I do have to ask it this way. Have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
I did. When I got it, I had to go back because my tumor ended up coming back.
Oh, no. So you had to get 2 surgeries?
No, I didn't have to. So thank God I didn't. They did was it laser?
Oh, okay, they did a laser therapy. I know what the medical term is. Help me with it. Let's see, what is it? What is it called? Bear with me.
It was a CAT scan.
Okay.
What was it? Could I put my head in that thing where it just go around? Is that a CAT scan?
I believe is a CAT scan or an MRI. And then what type of treatment did you get after they, diagnosed you? I know you said you had to go back because it grew back. What was the first thing that they recommended? What was it?
They recommended me, they took my stitches out.
Okay.
They took my stitches out, and I went back over the years. I went to make sure everything was good.
Okay.
And then they... everything was looking good until then. They had told me it came back, so
okay.
I had to go back. And they did. I forgot. Well, I think they did a laser or something.
Okay.
It was something. I can't remember. And then I had got a big old keloid in the back of it where I go every month now to get injections in it to make it go down.
Okay.
From the surgery.
Okay, so you had surgery first, and then they had a type of laser treatment next. Okay. And then now you go and get injections monthly. Is that correct?
Yeah, monthly.
Okay.
Yeah, monthly for my keloid.
Okay. Okay. So surgery, then laser treatment, then goes and gets monthly injections, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry you have to go through all of this.
Yeah, that hurt. They stick their needle in there.
I'm sure. Okay. Now, is your doctor who's treating your meningioma, is that the same as your diagnosing doctor?
No.
Okay.
This doctor, what is her name? Let me find her name.
Okay.
She's what?
Let me get her name.
She's a dermatology.
Okay. I usually keep all this stuff wrote down, but I ain't been doing it lately. That's okay. Here, while you're looking for that, what hospital do you get treated at?
I can tell you the name of it. It's Partners Gynecology. I think it's on Fifth Street.
Fifth Street. And you said it was Partners Gynecology?
Yes.
Okay. On Fifth Street and in Tyler, Texas as well?
Tyler, Texas, correct.
Okay. Well, let me see.
Okay, her name is... Okay, her name is Rebecca.
Okay.
And I'm going to spell her last name for you.
Okay.
It is ELLSPERMANN.
Okay. Did you say SPER?
It's ELLSP, ERMANN.
Okay, I think I found her. Yes. Beautiful. Okay. And it says right here that she's a certified physician assistant at U.S. Dermatology Partners. Does that sound right?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. Okay. And let me get the address of the U.S. Dermatology Partners. Okay. In Tyler, Texas. Okay. Let's see. And you said it was on Dominion Plaza, right?
It was on, I'm going to give you the address. It's 1720 South Beckham Avenue, number 102.
Okay.
Tyler, Texas, 75701.
Beautiful. I found it. Okay. Okay. And then let me get that phone number. Bear with me.
It's 903.
Okay.
534-6200.
Okay. Now, do you have a family history of meningiomas?
Oh, no. No, I'm the first one in both sides of my family.
Okay. Now, were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I had to stay, what, two or three days, I can't remember.
Okay. And what was the first day that you were there?
The day after my surgery, so it was August, I don't know the exact date. I think it was 29th, something like that.
August 29th. And then it was...
2018, yeah.
18, okay. And then you said you were there for about 3 days, so maybe were you there till September 1st?
Maybe two. I believe it's two.
That you were there for 2 days?
Yes, I was there for 2 days.
Okay, so about 8/31, 2018?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right? August has 31 months or days, right? I believe so. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, yes, August has 31. Okay. Okay. And then would you like me to take any other medical notes for your doctor or for your attorneys?
Sure.
Okay. What other medical notes would you like me to provide?
Well, they don't need to know about my other, well, besides my blood clot and my,
Okay. Awesome.
Brain surgery, Man, I got my medical history so long, Lord have mercy,
Jesus.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
My other doctor said, ma'am, you're too young. You done been through a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you poor thing. I'm so sorry that all happened to you. But hey,
no,
you sound like, you know, you're going through it and you're coming out better than ever, huh? How are you feeling now?
Yes. Oh, yes. I still have my days where and after my surgery, before my surgery, I didn't never wear glasses. But after I had my brain tumor, I end up wearing glasses because I had to go get my, it started messing with my vision. I had blurred vision. And my balance and my speech, it was like, it's in and out, though. It's in and out. But I wear glasses for
me. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have your medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Oh, what did I do? I think I packed it down.
Okay. So basically, what this means is, if you don't have a physical copy on you, the hospital would have the records for your meningioma diagnosis, correct?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
Now, if needed to, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or either?
Either.
Okay. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
That's what I was trying to get to right now.
Okay. Do you have access to it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where people have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
It lives with me.
Okay. And their first name?
Matthew.
Okay. M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yes.
And last name?
D-I-X-O-N, Dixon.
Okay. And relationship? Sibling, son?
Yes.
Sibling? Okay. And phone number?
903-316-9516.
Okay. I have 903-316-9516.
Correct.
Okay. Would you like to provide his email?
It's M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Is it Matthew? D-I-X-O-N 75@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. And then since he lives with you, I'm just going to copy and paste your address. So bear with me. And then let me get your apartment number. Okay. Now, we are finished with the questionnaire, but I'm going to go through it one more time just to make sure I did not get anything incorrect. So bear with me. We are almost done. Now, are you able to provide a eligible signature?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see. I'm just going to go through them really quickly. Please stop me if anything is incorrect, and I will change it. Now, you said that you didn't already get an attorney. You never signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. This claim is for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your date of diagnosis was July 2018, and your date of birth is 4/27/1985.
Correct.
Okay. You don't know anyone else who was also injured by Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You received the Depo-Provera pill, and you consumed both the name brand and the generic version of the Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you used Depo-Provera, the name brand, for one or here, let me read it exactly how it's worded, because if I try to reword it, it's going to confuse me. Okay, so you used the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You used Depo Provera for 10 years, and within one of those 10 years, you confirmed you had at least four of the pills prior to diagnosis,
yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. You used Depo Provera after January 1st, 1992.
Correct.
Okay. You started using Depo Provera around 12/12/2005 and stopped July of 2015, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You confirmed your gender's female. You confirmed you are single. You confirmed the spelling of your first name, which is J-E-M-E-E-C-A. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. Middle initial S as in Sarah.
Yes.
And then last name Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Correct.
Okay. Your social is 456-733-3151.
Correct.
Okay. Your email is meecakennedy@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. This phone that we're speaking on is your mobile phone.
Correct.
Okay, your address is 1007 North Northwest Loop 323, apartment 231 in Tyler, Texas, 75702.
Correct.
Okay. Depo Provera was given to you by doctor, and you were injected with the, or not injected, you took the product around 300 or 3,650 times within that 10 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I spelled something wrong. I was fixing it. Okay. So the name of the facility where you first got the Depo Provera was Zeed Women's Health Center on 825 Medical Drive in Tyler, Texas, 75701.
Yes.
Okay. That was also where you were prescribed the medication as well. And the pharmacy that you picked up medication from was Woody Weaver Pharmacy at 2726 West Gentry Parkway, Tyler, Texas, 75702. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. Method of diagnosis for your meningioma was both a CT scan and an MRI. Your diagnosing doctor was Nita, and I'm going to pronounce her last name wrong, Esfandiary. Christus Trinity Clinic on 520 East Douglas Boulevard, Tyler, Texas, 75702.
Yes.
Okay. And then you did not have a prior cancer diagnosis. You did receive treatment for your meningioma diagnosis. You received surgery, laser treatment, and now you go and get monthly injections. Is that all correct?
Correct. Yes,
okay. Your treating doctor was Rebecca Elsperman at U.S. Dermatology Partners at 1720 South Bickham Avenue, Suite 102 in Tyler, Texas, 75701.
Yes.
Okay. You did not have a family history of meningioma, and you were hospitalized for your meningioma from 8/29/2018 to 8/31/2018. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. You don't have a copy of your medical records showing your meningioma diagnosis, but you would be able to get them from the hospital. And if needed to, you would either provide them through mail or electronically. And you do have access to your MyChart login, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, bear with me. What I'm doing now is I am just setting up the documents. Now, please keep a lookout. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to text you their phone number. That way you know it's them calling, okay?
Okay.
Please answer the call, because the faster that you answer and, you know, verify everything, then the faster they are able to assist you and start the process, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, bear with me. I'm getting the documents set up. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you a DocuSign document, as soon as I make sure everything copies over correctly. So let's see. Okay, everything's all lined up. Okay, so in the signature boxes, please draw your signature the best that you can, first and last name. And then if there are any initial boxes, you'll just do your initials in there. Okay. Okay, now while you're doing that, if you have any questions, please stop me. I'm just getting ready to text you right now. That way you have my personal number and then the attorney's numbers as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Step up there. Okay. And then... Did you see the text or email with the DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at it now.
Beautiful. Let me get you their phone number. Okay. Oh, you're quick. You already signed it. Okay. You're faster than me. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm getting you their phone number right now. That way you can kind of look out for them when they call. If for any reason you don't hear from them by, let's say, Wednesday, please either give me a call and I'll transfer you straight to them, or you can always call the phone number that I'm leaving in the text message, okay? However you feel most comfortable. Or you can always shoot me a quick text and then I'll call you and connect you, okay?
Your name is Alexa?
Alexa, correct. Okay, and I just texted you with my contact information. That way, if you have any questions, concerns, please reach out, okay? Now, before I let you go, do you have any questions or concerns?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if anything should arise, please feel free. You can call me or text me. I'm here Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, keep a lookout for the attorneys. They're going to call you from that 214 phone number. The attorneys that you're looking out for, they're going to either identify themselves as A4D, and that's the number four, A4D, or Ben Martin, okay?
Okay.
Which is the name at the top of the documents that you just signed. It says Ben Martin, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have been so lovely. I am so sorry for what you've experienced. My heart goes out to you, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Please reach out if you have any questions, and you have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.